You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is some cool, jazz time. It's fun for time, and it's the morning, and let's just fade this right on out.
Let's fade that back in again. Actually, I prefer that. Oh yeah, yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. All right, so this is Dat Hart Radio. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is Tufts Free Form Radio all day long.
Love it.
It's Friday, May 6th, and
it's day of the stick.
It's a good day to be alive. Yesterday, I wrote Jostle upside down on a piece of paper, and I thought I was doing well. I was writing it upside down for a person across from me to read, and
Jostle?
Jostle, yeah, the word Jostle, J-O-S-T-L-E, Jostle. And and lo and behold, after I finished writing it, I turned it around, and I had the J backwards and the S backwards. So it was looking like, I don't know how many times Jostle's actually been spelled like that, because I don't know how many young children.
Like,
you need to be about 5 years old, and someone's like, okay, write down Jostle now.
At what point do you start writing Jostle correct? Well, I feel like you keep saying that, well, this is, become a recurring thing. You keep saying the word Jostle. Jostle me, Jostle you. I'm going to Jostle you if you don't, shape up. And whenever you, say, the word Jostle, I just have, I spell the word in my mind like a Silicon Valley tech startup or something like that, like J-O-S-L. Please subscribe to my new app, Jostle. Like, someone will come to your house and jostle you.
I like that.
It's a new addition to the gig economy, You got, 10,000 people all over the Bay Area who are willing to come to your house and jostle you for a few minutes.
Just let me get... I just want to be jostled, and I just want to let... you all know that jostling isn't... Oh, man, I just Googled Google.
I'm just picturing, like a really nice, like a really nice site, where it's, you scroll down, and it's, it's jostling, redefined, jostle. And there's, stock photos of, diverse people. And then, there's, a stock photo of someone with, someone's hands on, in the person's shoulders, in the process of jostling them.
But they're, really into it.
And it's, we're bringing jostling to... the 21st century, mm-hmm. And it's really soft focus.
I feel that for sure. All right, Zach's here, so I'm going to kick things off with a marimba concerto, and then Zach's going to come up here, and it's going to be a fun time. So let's see, Jake's going to go let Zach in, and we're going to be back talking to you after a little bit of this good rimba. Okay, and here we go. We're just in the middle of the concerto. Thank you. and she's saying that we're snakes blossoming out upward from the snow. So let's just converse and have our cornflakes. He uses it to fill the salt shaker and leave me downstairs in the meadow. What happens to be a cake baker? So
that was a real wild ride, I think.
That's the only way that we can describe that.
That was fully. Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. Great classic song from the 80s, you know, really takes you back.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. It was wet, it was wild, it was out of control. Mm. And yeah, that's the way we like it here. And you know, you're listening to Dad Heart Radio. If you'd like to join in on the fun, we can always feel a call, 617-627-3800, and, you know, let us know what you think about that. That was a, you know, that was experimental music, and sure it wasn't good.
No, I wouldn't wouldn't necessarily call it that. So, yeah. I wouldn't go so far as to...
I would go so far as to say it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But it was wild.
It's true. You know, sometimes you push the boundaries, and sometimes you just fly too close to the sun, as it were.
Yeah. Or you just play, you know, Marimba Concerto and whatever that crap was at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. I didn't even have a chance to listen to it.
Oh, it was Kate Bush.
Weird. All right. Well, so this is one of our last shows of the semester, so we're trying to make it feel good. You guys are around for next week, yeah?
Yep. Yeah.
Wait. Yes.
Next week is the 13th?
I certainly am.
I'm around.
I can greet eggs and ham.
I'm leaving on the 15th. Do you want to help me drive Jared's car to storage on the 14th? It'd be a great time between two friends.
He told you to do that?
Yep. Well, he asked me if I could do it, and I said yes.
He didn't ask me to do it. Okay, whatever. That's interesting.
Fun. I didn't know Jake could drive.
Hey, I know how to drive.
Where is the storage place?
I don't know. That information is going to be relayed to me very soon.
Whatever. Okay. Zach, you want to play some new music? What do you got thinking? What's on the music scene these days?
What is on the music
scene? We've been kind of straying from our theme of new music.
It's been a funky week. Of course, there's some new Radiohead. There's a new James Blake album out today.
More like James Flake, am I right?
Hey, that's me.
There's, you know, just some scattered new singles. We got new stuff from, I actually have no idea if her name is like Charlie XCX or some sort of Roman numeral. I think it's just XCX.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has something.
That's how I pronounce it.
You know, it's just it's a week of music.
Yeah, there's been music.
There's been music. There's always music. It's just whether or not we're paying attention. So
That's pretty deep.
There you go. There's always someone playing music.
There is.
There's always something beautiful happening, and you're just got sunglasses on that someone painted over.
It's true. That happens to me all the time.
Hey, my sunglasses. Remember when I had my prescription sunglasses? I bought them. They showed up. And everyone saw me wear them, and they just immediately pointed and laughed, and they said, "You look blind." And then I never wore them again.
I don't remember that, but that sounds funny.
It was not as fun for me as it was for other people,
Was that last semester?
That was over the summer.
Ah.
So, you know, I would love to wear sunglasses, but... I rode my bike with them on, and people were like, "Well, who's that guy? You know, is he gonna?
Is he gonna swerve in traffic?
How's he even doing that?
Where's his dog?
Bike." All right. With all this in mind, let's play some of that new music.
Yeah, let's do that.
Zach's gonna cue it up. We're gonna get wild.
I am so hungry. Ugh.
All right. Well, we're gonna play this new song.
Yeah, we are. I'm sure everyone's heard it already. All the listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
was
The Beatles.
I'm still reeling over the fact that the Beatles' name is a pun.
Yes.
That completely
like went way over my head for the past 20 years.
That went over my head for about for about like 17 years. Like somewhere around.
You were 17 and you were like,
yeah, it was explained to me, but it was like, you know, like, hey, look, like, you know, like, beat. And I was like, oh, that's not how you spell beetle.
I wonder how many times I've spelled beetle the wrong way.
Yeah. Yeah, just like, oh, well, I mean, yeah, it's a beetle. It's a little beetle. Beetle.
Do you think anyone didn't get it when they first were popular? Because prior to that, everyone had spelled beetle the right way.
I think if you're talking about, you know, like who knows about the Beatles and who knows about Beatles, I think you're talking about like two like even like populations.
So, but I mean, know, I think like, that, you know, I think they have a very large intersection, and maybe that everyone knows who the Beatles are and everyone knows what the Beatles are.
The Beatles, who the Beatles, the Beatles.
So when was the last time you guys saw a Beatle?
There's some small Beatles. I don't know, last month?
See a beetle last month?
There are some, like, tiny beetles.
Where?
Some very small beetles. I don't know, in my house.
Yeah, the houses have beetles.
Yeah, they're all, like, little beetles.
Yeah, little carpet beetles.
They're tiny. They're very tiny. You're thinking of, like, those, like, big, giant, armored, like, things with, like, the...
I'm not thinking of an armored car.
Like, the stag beetles. The huge, like, pinchers and whatever. Like those
pinch
massive
you if you don't
thing.
If you don't cool
shut
it,
up.
Buddy.
I just want to talk about beetles. You're talking about, well, yeah, no, they're just like I saw a little tiny carpet beetle last month.
One of them,
yeah, one of them. We just walked. One playing music wasn't, you know.
All right, well, we're not gonna have any of this beetle business in our new house.
You probably are.
We probably are.
All right, well, I'm gonna burn the house down then. Ooh.
Hey, come on now.
What if this is very prescient? What if one day we wake up and we have no house because we burned it down?
And you're just, well, you're just like out in the street, just like
that
owning your
beetle. At least that beetle died.
You're just like, I just had to get the beetles and we're just burned alive. The beetles were everywhere. I just had to get them. I couldn't get Here Comes the Sun out of my head and I just
here
had to burn the house
down. Here comes the sun. Da, 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 da. I see that little guy.
Yeah, that's how it's gonna
be. I'm burning the whole thing down.
We're starting over.
Toast it all.
Moises, get us a new house. Moises was our realtor.
Moistest, I think, is his name.
Yeah, Moist. He wasn't the moistest. He did look kind of moist.
He was a little damp. I met Kate yesterday at Point Plus.
Oh yeah, she I don't know what to think about Kate. She's been very useful sometimes, but then sometimes she, you know, has been sort of an obstructionist. I don't know.
They have a lot of iMacs in the Point Plus office.
Yeah, they do. It looks like a little.
It's a lot of sublet
startup
fees.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to process all those $250 sublet fees.
Yeah, they're making
a lot of it takes a lot of computing power to process those fees. Yeah. Into look at income verifications and just be like, oh, it doesn't matter. Like,
I mean, they outfitted their office with like glass and brick so that they could like call themselves a boutique like real estate agency, whatever the hell that means.
They're just selling beetle infested places
beetle,
to college kids.
Beetle infested places for $250 extra a pop. Plus whatever the
plus the dang fee.
Plus the dang.
Isn't their office like
pay.
A small cube in Harvard Square?
Yeah. It's a small cube on top of the Starbucks.
Yeah, it's on top of a Starbucks.
I had a Starbucks cold brew yesterday.
Oh,
and
I'm sure you did.
Telling me,
Starbucks cold brew, that's different from a Starbucks iced coffee. Starbucks cold brew is like, it's very nice. It's
yeah, good. Well, so it was, it really helped me blast off.
See, the key when you get the Starbucks cold brew is you got to go in and you got to say, can I have a cold brew, but could you not add any water to it? They'll give you the concentrate.
The concentrate?
The concentrate cold brew.
That's intense. It's like a coffee bomb.
That's like a coffee, what? I mean,
it's
yeah. Explain the difference between that and a coffee bomb for me, real quick.
Explain what like how you cold brew something. First off,
we're gonna see if
sand can glow.
We're
coffee.
Gonna see if I can glow in the dark.
Oh boy,
you're gonna take your coffee. You're gonna grind her up. You're gonna throw it in a vat of water.
Okay.
You're going to let that sit for 24-ish hours.
That vat of water is cold. It's cold vat of water.
It's going to get cold.
It's not really a cold vat of water. It's a room temperature vat of water.
Gotcha.
And then you strain it, and then you strain it again, usually to get like all the gross parts out. And then you just stick it in the fridge and make it real nice and cold. And then you just maybe use like 3/4 that, or like 3 parts that, 1 part water, or 2 parts that, 2 parts water, which I guess would by default be 1 part that, 1 part water.
Lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
Two.
There you go.
And you just
put that over ice. And that's your cold brew. But you get the concentrate. Now, I've noticed that some Starbucks, they're not too generous with their concentrate because they don't want to give you out that extra product for the same amount of money. Though many times I haven't had a problem because I think they're just so weirded out by it that they're like, sure, I want to see this kid consume 1,000 milligrams of caffeine in one sitting.
1,000 milligrams is actually the same as 1 gram.
That's a lot. Well, yeah. How many milligrams in one cup of coffee normally?
Well, it depends on if you're talking about caffeine or just weighing the cup of coffee.
Caffeine.
It depends on kind of the mug composition.
I'm actually... wait.
Is half and half heavier than water?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Heavier?
Actually...
By volume? Probably.
What's the density?
Well, sorry, yeah. So, I mean, the only way that this makes sense is talking about density. That was a misplaced question. You can't just talk about a substance and
say,
is it heavier?
Okay, but when people are talking about a substance and they say it's heavier, I assume they mean density.
I'm talking about density.
It's more viscous.
Well, it's definitely more
viscous. I don't know if you know what viscous is.
Viscosity is not density.
I know, but I'm just saying.
What's the lightest thing you can think of that's more viscous than this? Anything that's heavy?
What? Excuse me?
The lightest thing I
can
think
of. Hey, you stop saying that.
I'm talking about viscosity.
Have you seen Tim and Gelman to lunch?
No.
Oh, you're going to like it a lot. We'll watch it later.
Tim and Gelman. I watched NACA Challenge the other day. That's nice.
Well, the lightest thing available right now is currently this internet connection.
Tim and Eric have been accepted for the NACA Challenge.
I've got great news. You've been accepted for the NACA Challenge.
What was his name again?
And my dad was already weeping. Jeffrey Kelly. I've got an important message from Jeffrey Kelly. Tim and Eric have been accepted for the NACA Challenge. That's NACA.
Switch my car smaller. It's a throwback.
Every day I go home and I just wish my car was smaller. I had a dream that I had a car with a very small side window. We got to play some music.
Yeah. We do.
As a courtesy to the listener, we need to talk about something other than the NACA Challenge.
Oh boy.
Alright, we're going to explore some audio in the depths of SoundCloud. Shall we?
Shang who?
Shang no.
Shang hello.
Shang hello.
Alright. dead on. That was a freaking bummer that we had to do that. That we had to scream like that. Okay, couldn't we just contain ourselves? Stop making that noise. Everybody's upset. I'm upset. I'm freaking out. It's time for a public service announcement.
Oh, boy.
Preparing for home fires.
Oh, boy.
I think it's very important that Jake listens to this announcement.
That's true.
4 out of 5 Americans are unaware that home fires are the most common disaster threat. The American Red Cross reminds you to safeguard your family and home by taking simple steps to stay away. Stay safe. Stay away, Jake. Stay safe. Stay away, Jake, in a case of a home fire. Install smoke alarms outside each sleeping area and on additional levels on your home, in your home. Test each smoke alarm once a month and replace batteries at least once a year. Know at least 2 exits from every room and practice escape routes. To learn more, contact your local American Red Cross chapter. The next public service announcement on this sheet is called Preventing Home Fires, and I'm going to choose to not read that one.
Okay. There's nothing you can do about home fires.
You just need to prepare at this point. I think it's kind of inevitable.
Hmm. Well, so why was that particularly relevant for me? Was it because I'm Canadian and because that Canadian town is like burning down?
No, it was because of you. I told you earlier that I was going to burn you to a crisp in our new home.
Because of the Beatles.
Because of the Beatles.
Those little scurrying little friends. I'm sorry. Sorry, Beatles. Oh, man. How about that Republican nomination? All
okay.
Right?
So I went to a stand-up show the other day. And like people were saying things. Fine. No, but so this is related to what you're saying.
Okay.
People were saying like, oh, like what the heck? Like Donald Trump's the nominee.
Yeah, you could have seen.
And they kind of just were like, isn't that so funny? And then everyone's just, I'm just tired of it.
Yeah,
the whole thing is Jeb Bush is a waste.
I'm tired of the whole thing. I think I probably agree with that. I was tired of the whole thing a little while ago.
But yeah, it's
certainly entertaining.
You know, I like Taco Bells.
We're talking about them now. I like Taco Bells. Trump Time.
We're talking about it now. Hey, did you take the case off your phone, or is that?
The case kind of
fell apart.
Kind of fell apart. Yeah, I've had it for about half a year or so. Just wasn't working for me anymore. Also, it's kind of nice not to have to like flip my phone open.
Bugging me.
It was kind of bugging me too. I'd cut like half of like the fabric off of it because it was all flopping around. It looked really janky as well. So yeah.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
Probably for the best. I'm gonna crack it soon because it doesn't have a case on it now. Gotta order one from Amazon. Anybody want to send me an Galaxy A5 case? It's for a Samsung. I'm waiting.
It's for a Samsung. All right. Let's kick things away with some more music. Let's kick Zach in the head with some more music. Let's kick a man in the head.
Well, come on down. Wait, we gotta make sure we do our traffic report at some point. It is currently 45.
Why
and
do
we
you?
Haven't done it yet.
It's 30.
It's 34.
34? Oh well, that's just me. Oh man.
Good Never times. Mind this whole time thing.
Quick question for you guys: how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop?
2.
You must have like a really raspy like a 10 grit sandpaper like tongue.
I wonder how hard it would be to crush an entire like how long and how gritty would your tongue have to be for you to completely like have all of the contents of a Tootsie Roll Pop on your tongue with one lick. But you kind of just if you ran a Tootsie Roll Pop across asphalt,
yeah,
for like 400 meters, like it would be gone.
Yeah.
So like, how long? And like, is there a human who's like that?
You could just rub the Tootsie Pop against his tongue like really fast, and then like
just burst
like
30 into flames.
like 30 seconds, his tongue would be on fire. That'd be funny.
That'd be very funny. Uh-huh. It's very funny.
It's very funny.
We'll have to test that out.
Well, we'll get back to you guys on that one.
Yeah, we'll be in the deep depths.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Soylent bottle?
0.
You got in like
chug.
If you got in a bowl, you're just like lapping it up. And that's what
you don't
like.
Eat.
You know what? That's what I want right now. I want Soylent.
That's gross.
Do you have any Soylent?
Did you stop drinking Soylent?
I haven't been drinking as much of it because I ran out. So
well,
Jake, never mind on the MagMuff situation because
you're not gone.
Because we're low on the cash.
The only cash? Do you have a card?
They don't take cards.
They don't take cards. Well, I mean, I don't have cash either, so I guess we can.
Just wait until noon and get my DD.
I'm not waiting until noon.
That's a lost cause.
I've got a whole day of work ahead of me, Charlie.
You're gonna need a large iced.
I need a large iced.
Sipping on Dunkin' Ice.
All right, well, here's a song.
Sounds good. I mean, I'll put it on.
Yeah, let's talk about astrological entities. Woohoo!
All right, the planets. This is going to be Gustav Holst's fourth movement of his planet suite. It's called Mars. That's good, yeah. And we're coming back here in the studio, and it's been a lot of laughs so far, and it's been a lot of fun times. And I think that you guys were really, you know, it's been fun listening with you. It's been fun having a good time with you, and it's 8:42.
Yeah. Yes. I'd like to draw our attention back to Tuftonius Day.
Okay, we were talking about that a lot earlier, and
that was fun.
I wasn't here.
No!
Sad. Oh, well. Well, Tuftonius Day. Alternate title. What not to do if you are a radio DJ.
Alternate title, Rough Tony's Day. Because it's kind of rough that you missed it. We got Tinoch, and we got grilled cheese. There were clowns.
I didn't miss it.
I think it was just absolutely, I think it was positively terrible.
The day?
Yeah.
I was just very confused about this whole, like, there's this guy standing the entire time.
Oh, the Mix 94.5 guy.
Summer Jam tickets.
All right, so.
And every time he opened his mouth, it was a different time that they were going to give away those Summer Jam tickets.
So for me, the big theory about Summer Jam was, well, because they kept saying Summer Jam brought to you by the
by
U.S.
the U.S. Army.
Army.
And I was like, I don't really know what the connection is here, but well, it has something to do with the military
If you get into Summer Jam, like, you don't get tickets, you get enlisted. Into yeah. Summer Jam, and by that it means Summer Jam takes place in two locations. It either takes place in a Vietnamese swamp
or Fort Benning,
in the deserts of Syria fighting ISIS.
And Summer Jam.
Summer Jam is not quite as fun as you'd think it was, and it's
true.
It's really just a ploy to get you to like I love Summer Jam, like I hate ISIS.
My cousin had to stay awake for 50 hours when he was in doing the basic thing, the basic training. He was like keeping water in his mouth so that, like, you know, he wouldn't fall asleep. Because apparently when you have water in your mouth, then you can't fall asleep. That's the whole idea.
Well, if you're drowning, you can't fall asleep either, but you just die.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, that's true, you know.
Die and fall asleep are different, so just...
Well, new study tactic, I guess.
There you go,
I want to stay awake. I now have another thing when the caffeine pills don't work. I'm never going to try that, by the way.
Yeah,
never going to do
that. You're never going to put water in your mouth? All right, guys, live on-air experiment.
You cannot do that.
Live on-air experiment, I'm going to think about what it would be like to have water in my mouth. All right.
Full disclosure, no one in this room is drinking water, station management.
No, you can't drink water in here.
Yeah.
So I did remember that, and then now I'm kind of sitting here with my imagining that there's water in my mouth and
blub blub
blub blub blub. It's so wet. I can't fall asleep.
Also,
I hate
What?
No, I don't know.
It was weird that the whole thing was sponsored by the Army. I thought it was very strange that, like, all these food trucks were here because of the Army.
What, do you think it was all because of the Army? Or
no, I think just the Summer Jam was because of the Army.
Who was bankrolling all those food trucks?
Tufts
makes sense. That makes a lot more sense.
Tufts has a fair amount of cash.
Yeah, we do.
Generally, I mean... Whenever I see food trucks at, like, an organized location offering food for free, I generally think that the location that they are at is sponsoring that.
True. Do we want to do a traffic report?
Yeah.
Let's
get on it, friend.
Let's hook that up. So, who's going to do it?
Let's do a team effort.
All right.
By team effort, I mean you two.
So, we're talking about... Red car, blue car, yellow car, blue fish.
One fish, two fish, maybe I was a new fish. And then, new fish in day school. Doesn't matter.
The world is ending.
Okay, that's just a bit more extreme than we needed today. Come on.
Damn.
Nope. The world is ending.
What's the cause?
The world is ending.
Okay.
The world is ending.
What's the cause? What
the
are we
trees.
Talking about?
Trees.
You just wanted to say the trees like
that. Is it just the trees?
The trees.
You can't laugh when you're declaring the world ends.
Yeah, if the world, like...
But I'm happy about it.
Okay.
Well, you're happy that, you know...
The tree!
Don't cry that it's over. Laugh that it happened.
Smile because it happened. What? Well, I mean, you seem excited. Why are you...
Trees are pollinating.
Okay, pollination. Is it just a sign of spring?
They're pollinating with the buildings.
Oh, damn. So what's going to happen then? What's going to happen then?
We're going to have building
trees. All those buildings and mountains. Remember that song by the Republic Tigers?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, well, that's that. That's your traffic report for today.
I was trying to say, we're not entertaining. We just shouldn't.
We're infotaining.
I'm going to infotain you out of existence, buddy, if you don't just...
I heard someone once describe TED Talks as middlebrow megachurch infotainment, and I thought that was the most pretentious thing I've ever heard in my life.
TED Talks are really not good.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with that, with the comments of...
Yeah, it's just like, I can change my... It's no better than a self-help book, but it's just like really fast.
That's true. That's like...
They're just indulgent. I don't know. I mean, they're kind of fun. But they're not changing the world every drop of knowledge at a time. They're just like a little like toy thing that's fun.
Well, the one where it's like, oh, look at how fast this like kid can play the guitar. It's like I'm not learning, you know, how to play the guitar.
Yeah, I mean, so it's, I think it's part talent show, part show and tell, part show and.
But part like Jeff Sachs being like, you know, if we just like, you know, like give like all of Africa like a house, then you know every it just makes up for all of the like slavery.
Do you guys want to have Shintel?
Shintel? Okay.
Shintel.
Oh.
Okay, fine.
Oh, man. That's the sound of silence.
I kind of want to...
And light whisper.
Light whispers.
Trees.
Careless whispers.
Careless.
This show is devolving very quickly.
I'm going to turn your mic off. And we're back. Hey! All right. That was not an accident. That was on purpose. So
yeah.
It's not dead air if we're sitting here and our mics are on. That's called the sound of silence. That's called the sound of violence.
Careless whisper.
When you enter the void, that's like that's the sound that's happening all around you.
I can hear Jake's headphones.
Really?
Yeah.
My headphones?
Yeah, I can hear your headphones.
Are your headphones really loud?
They are very loud.
What do you mean you can hear them?
I can hear them.
You can't hear them.
I can hear them.
If you heard them, it would be hearing like us.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, without your headphones on. I can't hear them on air, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's fine.
Moral of the story is let's play some more music, and then let's say a parting word, and then let's get the heck out of here, because I got an exam to take.
Well, guys.
I've got an exam to take. Oh, shoot.
Here we are. Who knows what this is going to sound like? This is from the Angry Birds movie original motion picture soundtrack.
Okay, I can get down with that. Yeah, I'm so mad.
Oh, now you know.
Hi ho, get inside the
dining room. Hi ho, Adario.
Chips ahoy.
Alrighty.
Chips a what?
Chips well,
a chips a wowed. Who put all those chips in that cookie? I don't know. All right. So this was a perfectly terrible way to spend an hour. So and
pretty
we didn't have any poems even.
Oh, I read a few small trees. Little rhymes.
Do you want to read a poem?
No, we already read some poems.
We gotta go.
I gotta get.
It's
I,
coffee time.
I gotta get to an exam.
It is coffee time. We're snoozing on past this show. Yeah. We're hitting that snooze button and we are going back to bed.
It's a poem, but it's made out of the news. Okay. Images reveal Canada fire destruction, and Korea leader seeks to cement power.
Presidential You're just reading hopeful. Headlines.
Trump backs Brexit.
Okay, I'm gonna turn the automation on and we're gonna leave here because we need to get going.
Help me.
Okay, don't say that. Bye, friends. Thanks for another great week on the radio, and we'll see you in about 167 hours.
There you go. I can't lie and I can't pretend. I don't care if I'm not your friend.